here, taking Quartet Music to another level. From 8 to 5, it's Quartet Music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Nothing like serving the Lord.
I tried everything, but I couldn't find nothing. Nothing like serving the Lord.
Can you feel?
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I wanna see Jesus.
Oh.
You're catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Or it is about 17 minutes after the hour. Certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you for catching the wave. Oh, my. That's the sounds of the late, great Mr. Joe Lagon of the Mighty Clouds of Joy, along with many of you know that lady, Candy Staten, right? I want to see Jesus. Are you a witness today, huh? All right, well, look, we've got more just like that coming your way on this glorious day, and it is a beautiful day here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. We are your number one gorgeous station in the world. We're going to be right here all the way up to 8 o'clock p.m. today, keeping it live right here on the NFI. As always, it's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and many of you, I know you guys are awesome. I truly appreciate all of the emails. Also, those of you definitely been giving us a call, and those of you been sending contribution toward this network, we certainly appreciate that we receive. And some of you, maybe you haven't had an opportunity to do that, and you've been desiring to do that, but you just didn't know where to mail it to, huh? Am I right about it? Well, look, I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to sow a seed to this network, we certainly don't want to hold you back from allowing that to take place, and we definitely want you to be blessed. And certainly, how many know it's better to give than to receive, huh? All right, well, if you want to mail to us, you certainly can. Mail to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. Once again, that's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave.
How many want to glorify the Lord Jesus? Come on, everybody. Well, we are the name.
We gotta
glorify the name of the Lord. We gotta
glorify. Sing a little bit more. Listen. Whenever you seem burning down and you can't find a friend around, one thing to say to you, and that is,
take it to the
yes, sir,
take it to the
yes, sir,
house,
I take all your troubles and leave them there. Can I get a witness?
House,
take all your burdens and leave them now. It's something
house,
about when the saints of God get together. Oh, what a time,
house,
yes, sir.
House,
and
29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurland Kearney and catch the wave.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. We're coming out of the closet in HD2 sound with Tyler.
Oh, out there, I want you to put your hands together and just clap along with them. This next song I'm going to sing for you, I can't make it without it. You can't make it without it either. Oh, I wouldn't try. I just got to have it. You know what it is. Y'all know what it is. You got to have love,
peace, and happiness.
What you say? Cause I feel good now. Are y'all enjoying yourself?
every Wednesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. for a powerful teaching bringing forth the Word of God. It's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water. Don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., bringing forth the Word of God with power. Rivers of Living Water.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and it's 2 minutes after the hour. Certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you so much for catching the wave. All right, well, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. Somebody say J-E-S-U-S. Come on, one more time. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Huh? All right, okay. Well, look, once again, pray that your day has been great thus far, and the best is yet to come. You haven't seen nothing yet, and regardless of what the media dictates or what you see around the world that's going on, stay focused, stay focused. You have to remember that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And as you constantly remember that and place that in your mind, knowing that He is in charge, He's in control, He is the one that created the heavens and the earth. Now, those of you today, I'm telling you, there are many people that were in different types of religion and had not given their life to Christ. And they were seeking and searching after the wrong God. But there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And how many know that's through Jesus Christ? No man can go to the Father except he go through the Son. So remember that. Those of you, we certainly thank you so much for catching the wave. For those of you just tuning in, if you love to catch the wave with us, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or you can also join us on our public figure page on Facebook. And if you want to go to our Facebook page, our public figure page, you can see photos as well as some videos. Also, you can listen to this network live on the air simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Okay, well, look, thank you so much for catching the wave. Let's get back now with more great gospel music. Let's go down memory lane. It's the sounds of the maestro of quartet music, Mr. Ranch Allen.
Hello, world. It's good to see you. Oh, yeah. I guess you are wondering, world. Well, I looked over here. right now, people. Let me give you a little advice. Life can beat you. Oh, you better believe it can. Hey, yeah. Only if you let it.
Number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
That's the way on the NFI.
Let's continue with more great gospel music 15 minutes after the hour on this wonderful day. You're catching the wave. Here's the sound of the late great. It's Robert Blair and those fantastic Silent Heirs. Giving God the praise.
Thank you. breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I've got family when I fall to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better.
Oh,
it's all good, but I know better. It's all.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know, that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good to all those that are called according to his purpose. Help me say, it's all God. Everything going on in my life, and it's all God. Had a few hills to climb. Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
I don't know what it is tonight, but I know it's all.
right at the bottom of the hour, and certainly want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. That's Pastor Marvin Wine, and we've got more just like that headed your way right here all the way up to 8 p.m. today. Want to remind those of you to be sure to join Pastor Angela Powell every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. with Victorious Women of Destiny. That's Victorious Women's of Destiny every Monday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI, where she sits with various ladies around the world with an awesome discussion on different topics and bringing forth the Word of God. Don't miss her every Monday, 1 o'clock p.m. It's Pastor Angela Powell with Victorious Women's of Destiny. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave.
It's your day to celebrate, to tell the world you're alive. It's your time to have some fun, spend the day in the sun. Happy birthday. What a day to say we love you. We appreciate you. We need you. We love you. Happy birthday.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I believe I'll never,
what you say,
never. House in order, he's coming again, he's sure.
Oh, we're having some church, huh? Okay, all right. Well, look, once again, those of you, if you love to join us, you certainly can give us a call if you'd like to make a request or join the NFI team. You can certainly call us at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. It's 15 minutes before the top of the hour. And now, let's go back down memory lane. Here's the sounds of those staple singers.
dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave us all. Save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you, just want more of you. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure in you. You are reward. Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. I'm thankful because you are reward. Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
God, we're desperate for you. Like we need air, like we need water. But most importantly, we need your presence. So save your treasure.
We find
our pleasure. All our joy is in you. At your right hand there are treasures and pleasures forevermore. So save. We find our pleasure in you. You are our reward.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm faithful because
you.
Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I give you praise because you
are reward.
And I'm faithful.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
My hands are lifted
because you.
I give you glory.
I give you honor.
Give you praise.
Your presence.
Your presence is
in the gift.
It's a gift.
Having you.
It is plenty.
That simply means you're more than enough.
It's the good.
Yes, sir. just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, God is a good God. It amazes me why people just don't believe what he said. Yes, there are people that don't believe that there is a God. And then there are people that believe that there is a God, but they don't believe what he said. And then there are people that just know that there is God. They don't believe a lot of things about God, but it's just amazing how they know what God's words say and discard it like it was nothing. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, simply because we can open our mouth wide and say thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, we glorify you. Lord, we praise you, and Lord, we give you all the honor, because honor, hallelujah, will fit this case. Lord, bless your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say come in and worship with us, God. Hallelujah. Let us praise you, God. Come in so that we can praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing, Father, that we can praise you wherever you are, but we just want to. There's a song that says, oh, I want to see him to look upon his face, there to sing forever of his amazing grace. Lord, it's your amazing grace that calls us to want to praise and glorify and honor you. For it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to go into the 14th chapter of St. John. You know what? There's a lot of things in this word that I like to read. I have a whole lot of scriptures, and if you notice, a lot of times I preach from those same scripture, maybe not the same text, but the same scripture, and it's as though the Lord is just talking directly to me, and if somebody wants to listen in while he speaks to me, and his thoughts just come out of my mouth that he has spoken to me, that's fine. This is the St. John, the 14th chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 12. St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. And this is what it says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither him, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. I will not leave you comfortless, and I will come to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for coming to us when we are in a bind. I thank you, Lord, for just being in our presence when we just feel down, Lord. And I just say thank you. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost that lives in me and in us, God. Hallelujah, because we don't even know how to go out or come in. But you lead and direct us through your Holy Spirit, God, for us in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. Now, this goes back to the same chapter, but verse 1, that tell us not to let our heart be troubled. Believe in God. This is commanding us to believe in God. It's not asking us that we want to believe in God, but it's asking us, it's commanding us to believe in God. Because he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah, if it were not so, I would have told you. Okay, those, if there's some mansions, that don't mean there's a room in my Father's house. A room is, it can be a very small thing, or it can be very big, it can be whatever size we want to make it. And I can imagine in my Father's house there is set out with gold and royal blue in there. I can imagine there are royal blue drapes in there. And it's trimmed in gold. In my mind, and I've got a very good imagination, and in my imagination I can see those colors in there, and I can see, hallelujah, that Jesus has just walked through the door of my mansion. Hallelujah. I don't worry about whoever's a kitchen in there, because I don't even know if we will eat when we are in heaven. I don't know that. And if I hear people say a whole lot of things that they think is going to happen in heaven, that I don't too much worry about what's in heaven, except for my mansion that God, hallelujah, is giving me. And I know he's giving it to me because Jesus went back to prepare it for me. Hallelujah. I can imagine that that's one of those beds that you can let the feet up on and let the head up on. Because I don't think God would give me anything less than I already have. Because I love to put my feet up when I'm sleeping. And I love to raise my bed up so I don't have to sleep flat. Hallelujah. And then I love for the Lord to just talk to me while I lay down on my bed. And sometimes I think about, oh my God, I think about how David said he talked to himself, or he comforted himself on his bed. Hallelujah. Some of the things that David has spoken of that he know, that we know about, and then some of the things that he talked to himself about, because somebody have said something that really put him down, or somebody have said something that hurt him. Hallelujah. Somebody have done a lot of things to him. And I look at how Saul had chased him a long ways for what, maybe months at the time, just trying to kill him. Hallelujah. But David, when he laid down on his bed, he talked to himself, and he talked to himself about God and how he loved God, and how God, he know the Father loves him, and how the Father is going to take care of him regardless to whatever that goes down. And he knows, hallelujah, that God had put the right thought in his head, because he told us to put on the whole armor of God, over in the book of Ephesians, and he named out what those things are that we need to put on: the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, cover our feet, that we won't step on the wrong thing. Hallelujah. But what we got to do is just believe God. Just believe him. That's all we got to do. And then act like we believe him. Hallelujah. We keep right on praying to God and asking him for stuff that he has already given us. Hallelujah. Instead of saying, okay, Lord, you told me whatever. Let me back up here and chapter 14. It's chapter 14, where Jesus said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. And you know, I keep wondering, what in the world can I do greater, hallelujah, than what Jesus did? Hallelujah, because he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he gave sight to the blind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He picked me up when I was falling down. Hallelujah, he brought comfort to my spirit. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. See, my name might not be worth nothing, but he said I could ask it in his name. Hallelujah. Then we go back and look at Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24. And it said, those things that you say when you pray, believing you receive them, you shall have them. Hallelujah. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, my body's sick. And Lord, I ask that. I'm talking to the sickness, Lord, and I speak to this sickness and tell it to get out of my body and go straight back to hell where you came from, because I'm not going to entertain you. Hallelujah. So you get out of my body, sickness, whatever it is, if it's diabetes, if it's cancer, if it's kidney disease, you speak to that the disease and tell it to get out of your body. Because see, what it wants to do, hallelujah, is cause you to start doubting. And when you start doubting, you won't receive anything. But we need to talk to the Lord. And it says, if ye, verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, either Jesus told do what he said, or he told a lie. And how many know that God can't tell a lie? And you know that Jesus is God. And God is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is both God and Jesus, and they are all one. Hallelujah. Is that not amazing? Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus said, you know, he was going to leave. He told the folks he would leave, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. He's just not just going to walk off and leave you. You know, sometime a dog will give birth to a leader, to a lot of puppies. And she'll get tired. The daddy got the puppies. Now he gone. She don't know where he is. And she has to eat for herself, and she had to feed her puppies. Sometimes she might not have but two puppies. Sometimes she might have 11 or 12, depending on the size of the dog. And then sometimes she'll just get sick of them puppies and just step right on out and cross of them and go ahead on about her business. And it's up to them to try to fend for themselves. And they will holler and cry, hallelujah, until somebody come and give them something to eat. Hallelujah. But we need to trust God for everything that we need and everything that we want. And see, people say stuff and they don't know what they're saying. The word said, hallelujah, those things that you say when you pray, believing you receive them, hallelujah, you shall have them. That's what Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says. All right, if that says that, then we're supposed to believe what we said. I remember when I had breast cancer, and I would raise my women up and stick my head out at night, late at night. And I said, well, Lord, you told me. Now, he didn't say how he was going to get rid of it. Now, But he, I would tell him, Lord, I got breast cancer. You know that's what the doctor said. You know they can see the x-rays. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in your name, because you said I could call those things to be not as though they are. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that cancer. And cancer, in the name of Jesus, you get out of my body. And I mean get out now. And I kept doing that same thing. And, you know, I wound up, I don't have breast cancer anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God didn't tell me how he was going to get rid of it. Now, he could have spoke and it would have disappeared. Hallelujah, because I spoke it in the name of Jesus. Okay, after I spoke it in the name of Jesus, then I kept right on trying to check it out. Well, it was so small I couldn't feel it. But I tell you what, at night I would put my head out that window and I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I kept right on thanking God for healing my body. But see, he didn't tell me how he was going to do it. So I had surgery. And the doctor told me that that little lump that was in there was so small, you couldn't even feel it with your fingers. So she took that little lump out. I didn't have to have chemo. I didn't have to have radiation. They didn't take my breast off, and I'm healed from breast cancer. And now on this month, I was invited to speak on breast cancer to the women. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, and I thank God that he won't leave us comfortless. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This says in verse 17, it says, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. See, the Holy Ghost is who he's talking about, the spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost will be in you. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on with you, the Holy Ghost knows it. Hallelujah. Everything that's going to happen to you, the Holy Ghost knows it. And that's that comfort. You got comfort. When you're walking around, you got comfort because you know you God himself is dwelling inside you in the person of the Holy Ghost. Ha, kamasati, kamasata. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yet, and then back down here in verse 19, he said, yet a little while, and the world see me no more. Hallelujah. But you see me because I live. You shall live also. He's talking about when he goes back to to heaven, and he's living in the spirit world. Hallelujah. While he's in the spirit world, hallelujah, he can see us. Hallelujah. And in our mind's eye, we can see him. Hallelujah. That's the song that said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. We need to start praising God. Hallelujah. Praise him for all his benefits. Praise him because we can. Praise him because we love him. Hallelujah. Praise him because he loves us. Hallelujah. Praise him because, hallelujah, he laid aside his crown and put on humanity and came to earth. Hallelujah, and died in our place. Hallelujah, that's why we need to praise him. Hallelujah. I thank God for this time that I get to tell you that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, hallelujah, walked with us and in us. Hallelujah. When he can dwell in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. that he may abide with you forever. And to abide means to stay or to live. So if he's going to abide with us, that means the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or Jesus or God himself, they're all one and the same person, will abide with us from now on. When we are really down and we really don't have nobody else to talk to, you can talk to him. And guess what? He won't tell nobody. He won't tell nobody. And we try to talk to each other a lot of times when you have done something or you are thinking about something and you want to share it with somebody. You don't do it because they can tell you all of their stuff, but the minute you tell them anything, they want to act self-righteous and holier than thou. Oh, well, you know, you ought to know better than that, blah, 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 blah. They just go on and on and on. But then when they are down, they want to talk to you and tell you stuff. Okay. Well, I see, when I got something to tell somebody, I can go to the Lord. And even when I mess up, I can say, Father, you know I messed up. Father, you know I need you to forgive me. Lord, I ask you for more of strength, that I can love you still and let you know that I did mess up, and ask, Lord, your forgiveness. Lord, I need you to forgive me. And then I can drop it, because I know he has already forgiven me because I asked him and didn't have any intention of ever doing that same thing again. Hallelujah. So, but you can always listen when somebody else has something to tell you. And then you don't go, hallelujah, and tell everybody else what that person told you. Hallelujah. You don't go tell somebody else's business. But you see, I got a habit of telling my business, and this is why. You see, when you tell your own business that it's all right to be told, you tell it, and then the devil can't hold it over your head and cause you to be scared somebody else going to tell your business. But if you tell it on yourself, you can walk free and know that God, since God already know it, you don't worry about these people. See, that's what you don't do. You don't worry about these people. You just let it go on down the road, and God is a good God. And I thank God for Jesus and how he let us know, hallelujah, that we can just trust God. Hallelujah. And in verse 12, where he said, verily, verily. In other words, he said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. In other words, we spoke to be able to speak to that situation, and that situation spoke to clear itself. Hallelujah. But people just don't believe it. They keep begging God to do what he has already done. Hallelujah. When Jesus went on the cross and he died and he said, finished, that should be the end of that, so we can tell the devil to go straight back to hell where he came from, because we got authority over him. You have to tell him that you got authority over him in the name of Jesus, and he can't do nothing with you that God doesn't allow. Now, that's the word for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, these are your people. Lord, these are your preachers, your bishops. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you will bless every ministry that comes on this radio. Lord, I ask that you will bless it and let the people know that you love them, that if they're down, you will pick them up, that you will hug them, hallelujah, and you will receive the prayers that they sent up, God. And I just said thank you. Lord, bless Reverend Kearney in a mighty way, Lord. You lift him up, God, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Barbara Watkins, Lord, I send my love, hallelujah, her way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And co-pastor Gladys Smith, I send my love and affection to her, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Reverend Robert, I send my love out to him. Hallelujah, and Apostle May Godfrey, I send love out to them, God, in the name of Jesus. And all of the other ministries that come onto this radio, Lord, open the ears of all of the people that and let them hear spiritually what your words say. Let them understand that that is love. And when that song said peace in the valley, let that valley be the spirit of each person that's listening. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Now we'll see you right back here, if the Lord say so, next week on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed, everybody. And I may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you forever. Amen. Bye-bye.
Of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills. Seem like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
To happen, and brother, this could be that
You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired. Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
The People's Station.
I'm your host, Sister Love. I'll be playing the very best in gospel music till 2 p.m. Feel free to call at any time for your request at 347-215-8049.
Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Yahweh. Some call him Adonai. But we lift our eyes to heaven and call him
Father. I stretch my hands to thee.
Praise God today. Put your hands up. Let's go.
got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turn my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all of my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
Just one right.
No, no.
I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is simply amazing. He is amazing. That's why I believe. The truth is, I should be crazy. I thank God he saved me. I'm a living witness that God.
Yeah.
first giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
When it seems like there's no hope for you, give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Give it to the Lord.
You carried alone. It's time to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh, stress around, crowd your mind, make it so hard for peace of mind. What you need to do, go to the Lord in prayer. I'm a living witness. He will. You try to maintain, but the pain won't go away. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Shed all you can shed. Had all you can take. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, give it to the Lord.
I know it seems like you can't make it through. So confused. Now let me tell you what you need to do. But my God is working it out for you. Don't worry, don't fame. Give it to man.
Give it to the Lord.
Turn it over to Jesus.
Oh,
let him make it.
Oh,
let him make it.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Stop going to somebody.
Give it to Jesus.
You can just believe.
Oh, give it to the Lord.
Take it to somebody.
Give it to Jesus.
We can solve that problem.
Give it to the Lord.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh,
yes, he will.
Oh,
hey, I know he'll fix.
I know
he'll fix it.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
Oh, I
know he'll make it.
Oh,
he'll make it.
Oh,
oh yeah. Do you believe
it?
It's gonna be alright. You got to have faith.
Because hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this. Hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
Worry, no need to fret, no need to be afraid when you know who's got it.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. And it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands. All in his hands. Every worry is all in his hands. Every pain, every fear is all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands?
reach out and touch him, for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Say it again, say it.
Reach out and touch him.
Oh,
for he is near you.
He wanna give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spent all my money, honey, grown on the better, only work. What am I to do? What am I to say? I'll take my chances.
Woo!
Since he has come my way.
Oh, oh.
You reach out and touch him. Oh my, for he is near you. By the roadside one day, heard a commotion, had a notion someone was passing his way. He cried.